better at that, by the way. As we get older, as we get the opportunity to get older, we get better at that. Because no matter what happens to us, I'm not starting yet, but no matter what happens to us, we actually come to the conclusion God is in control.
Yes, he is.
And we'll say he's in control and say amen to it.
Amen.
You know, through the prayer requests and through just life and life how it is, and God's an awesome God. He's not only on time, but he knows exactly what we need. And you know, the good thing is when we give up something, God says, okay, I got it. Like Rich said, almost a year ago or over that, says, I got this. Well, Oscar and the elders and me were talking Tuesday, and Oscar had said that he had been asking us to, you know, speak and everything. And finally, everybody was leaving, and I went up to him, put my arm on him, and said, I got Sunday, Oscar. He said, okay, you got it. Well, I didn't go home and worry about it. I don't do that. For me to worry is for me to tell you I don't trust God. See, I might not have notes. And if you was at my sister's graduation party, you found out I lost them. And I had like 5 pages. And then when I got home and looked at my Bible, they were right where I put them. But I didn't use any of them. So I'm not going to use a whole lot of notes today because I know God pretty well, and I know he knows me a lot better than I know him. So I was telling Cynthia that I trusted him, went to bed, went to sleep, got up the next morning, went to the gym, came home, and I got the mail. So since I got my personal mail, you get to get the title of this is You Got Mail. It's simple. See, I look for God to express himself in simple ways. I mean, we act like he's got to do this and do that. But I almost got up here and shouted, Rich, when you talked about a miracle. If you don't believe in miracles, that's because you never needed one. If you need one, you'll believe it. We were singing different songs and everything, and we were singing them last week, and you know, with my lips. I've been singing with my hips for a long time because I think we ought to get into it. We ought to get into the motion of God and praising him and everything. But in the You Got Mail, it goes like this. I looked through my mail, and as I was looking through it, I was looking for every envelope to give me inspiration. And that's exactly what I got. It says that if you look to God, you'll get this. And what you'll get in the mail is you'll go, you find guidance. And when you find guidance, you find answers. And by the way, on the same envelope, and it says, and they're free. They're free. And when you wait upon the Lord, you will find out that you have a freedom that you've never enjoyed in your life. You know, a lot of times, you know, you're going through school and stuff like that. Let's just say high school. That's the only thing I can talk about. High school, and you think, oh, it's finally over. There's a thing called work right after that, if not before for some of us. And you're free of going to school, but now you get to go to work. And another envelope said, love to the rescue. Man, God, if he ever answered a call, he's love to the rescue. You remember the moment that he rescued you? And people are sitting out there thinking, rescued me from what? I said, from yourself. If you know God, you know he rescued you from you. And you know what? A lot of people, your parents, your grandparents, your friends, your brother, your sister, have wanted that opportunity for years to rescue you. And it might have been for a temporary time that they did rescue you. But God wants you to know it's not for a temporary time. It's for an eternity. He's rescued us for eternity. And, of course, then the next envelope said freedom. I'm not sure if we value our freedom. Freedom costs so much. For us to be free in the Spirit, it cost Jesus his life. But you know what? I can see him right here smiling and says, I get the opportunity. And I thank you, Father, for giving me that opportunity to purchase freedom for people I haven't met yet. Now, as you walk this earth, we're meeting a lot of people for the first time. We've never met them before. And I've told Debbie for years that you only get one opportunity to make a first impression. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't put that language together. I can barely say it. But the truth is, that's the truth. God will let you meet somebody. And when you meet somebody, we are supposed to put on that Christ that lives within us. We're supposed to let them get happy. If they need happy, they'll be happy. If they need comfort, if they need an ear to hear, be an ear. If they need compassion, be the compassion. Be the concern. This isn't in my notes, so this is free. You'll see that when you're not wrapped in yourself so much. Oscar said a couple weeks ago, if I step on your toes, say ouch. Don't you say it, because it'd be real loud. Anyway, and then one of the envelopes said, we got a lot of mail, said decision matters. Decision, things that you decide on. The greatest decision that we've ever made, accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That's the greatest decision we ever made. I mean, when we were young, we thought it was a boyfriend or girlfriend. But the greatest decision we ever made is Jesus Christ. Because we knew that in making that decision, we'd have a friend for life.
Yes.
Way beyond this life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Way beyond that life. And influence people way beyond this life.
Yes. Yes.
Way beyond this life. When we get excited about the Lord, the world's going to know it. They're going to say, what's going on over there? And you know what? We ought to be able to give them the reason what's going on over there. And then there was another mail, and it talked about honor. Do we give honor by just walking with the Lord? Nobody's ever said this before. I really don't want to do this. When the Lord's told you to do something, you say, I really don't want to do this. And the very next question God would say, are you bringing me honor by not doing it? See, God loves to break us. And he knows exactly how to do it. He can break us and we won't be broken. Think about that. He can break us in a spot to where nobody else will see it. But we know here that he's broke us. And we know that he's not only breaking us, but we know the reason he's breaking us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. How many out here, and I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, believe our nation needs healing? Our nation needs healing. God, bring your healing. And he's going to do that. He's going to do it through you. I'm not just talking about the other people. I'm not just talking about the land. I'm talking about the treasure within this earthen vessel. We need healing right in here. How can we tell somebody about healing if we don't possess it? Or better yet, let it possess us. Do we bring him honor? And then, of course, then the Holy Spirit kicked in, and I said, don't trust in your own strength. Proverbs 3, what, 5, 6? Trust not, let's see, lean not into your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. When we lean into our own understanding, we get excuses. Am I the only one who agrees with that statement? We get excuses when we lean into our own understanding. But when we don't, all excuses are taken away. Why? Because it's no longer I that liveth, but he that liveth in us. Amen? We get excited about that. When's the last time you've seen somebody get burned up with the Holy Spirit? That used to be the cry of my heart. Let's just be consumed with that Holy Spirit. Let it consume us. For years and years and years, and more than I want to say, I had been prophesied over me that I would be a spark. So I turned around looking for gasoline. I wanted to see what I could burn. Actually, I wanted to see what we could catch on fire together. Now, I'm saying that acting like it's a natural thing. This isn't a natural thing. But if you get two sparks together, you can burn double. If you get somebody excited, guess what? Two people are going to make more excitement. They're going to get excited. Well, anyway, just to show you how I write things down. So I wrote this: God is in the amen corner. God's back by the door. He's all in all creation, and God's all over the floor. Right. Now, we used to sing that song. That's God in the amen corner. Well, anyway, we used to sing that. I still do. Whether I sing it or talk it, I want to walk it. So, in closing, I want to say this to you, because actually Rich said some of it. If you'll draw close to him, he will draw close to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We used to sing a song, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." That's not in my notes. We used to sing that song. You know, when we sang it, we meant it. And now we know his word declares, if you'll draw close to me, I'll draw close to you. Now I'll go away from my notes. Jesus wants you to know he loves your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, your church, more than you do. More than you do. Here goes those toes. How do I know that? Because he shows up every week. He's not a God of convenience. He's a God that's online. He's on time. We prayed for Brother Stewart, Wayne Stewart. He was having, I believe, open heart or something this week. And he had already had stents put in. We went forth, we prayed. And you know what? We're going to have to say this like this, because this is how it is. A lot of times when you pray somebody, we don't get a return call how that prayer was done. But let's not expect the return call. Let's depend on the one whom we called. We called the Lord Jesus Christ, and he answered our prayers. All right? He said, be it according to him as you would have it be, your will. Now, if anybody knows anything, you notice my woman's not here. But I'll tell you where she's at. She's tired, and she's at a place to where she don't know what to do, because she's not getting the answers that she wants to hear. She's praying for our son, and she's not receiving the answers that she wants to hear. But I have to say this to you. She doesn't surrender an inch. She's more motivated to keep praying to see God's hand in it. When I spoke before, I said, if you don't believe in miracles, you never believed in one. We were up here singing, and I thought of Josh through this whole thing. And I want to tell you this, because my mother believed in it, and so do I. Don't feel sorry for Josh that much. Not that much. He doesn't need self-pity. He needs to be full of Jesus to have any chance at all. And he needs a people that know the Lord for themselves to pray for what he needs. He needs God's will in his life. He asked them the other day to take blood so they could see, find out that God had already healed him. Calling those things that aren't as though they are. I finally realized we don't fall far from the tree from where the tree we came from. And you know what? Some people, I'm just saying it like it is, some people believe that they can't say anything about God because they don't know for sure that's how it is. Well, it's better to never seen and believe than it is to see and believe. Anybody, he ever said that to anybody? He wants us to believe first, yes. Trust him first. And a lot of times we got to block off these ears when it comes to trust because we got to quit hearing what we want to hear or what we don't want to hear. But I want to tell you something. I want you to all stand up. You know, because of this virus, which I come against in the name of Jesus, everybody's waiting on a serum or a vaccine and stuff like that. I pray right now in your midst and in your ears that the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus be poured out upon all of us, every one of you. Not skip a beat, not miss anybody, and be poured out abundantly upon you, that you can't be a receiver of the disease or a giver of the disease. And that when you enter a room, no matter what that room is, you fill it with the Holy Ghost. You fill it with the Holy Ghost. And as you fill it with the Holy Ghost, you won't even be able to stop yourself from being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because you know what? We used to sing a song, "Here's my cup, Lord, fill it up." And it says, "Make me whole." But I want to tell you something. God's interested in filling you up so that which is in you can make them whole. And so we need to get excited about what God's able to do. We're living in one of the greatest days we've ever lived in the earth. I hear all everybody saying, this is the worst time of the worst thing. Yeah, well, how many of you have been living in the depression? That ain't happened to you. We live in a great day, calling those things that aren't as though they are. God knows what's on this border and what's on that border. He knows where Turkey is better than we do. He put it there. I want to tell you something. We need to get excited. We're looking at children and our grandchildren thinking, what are they going to do through school? And what are they going to do here? And what are they going to do there? They're going to do whatever God allows them to do. God's on the throne. He hasn't turned that over to anyone else. It's all about him and to his good pleasure. And when we realize that by saying it, confessing it, living it, and breathing it, we'll be consumed by it to where we go, it's all about God. His hand's not short on it. He knows when people travel on the road. He knows when somebody's getting irritated. I mentioned to Margaret this morning, I heard about the guy that got irritated over Kentucky, pointed a gun at a guy, and that guy ended up pointing his at him and killing him. Road rage, that's what it's called. I want to tell you something. God does not want us to be reactors. No road rage. He doesn't want us to be reactors. He wants us to be the peace that passes all understanding. So I told her, I'm telling you the story. So I got behind this guy. He was irritating me to no end. So I backed so far off of him, I couldn't see him. Get to the red light, he's right in front of me. Now, I told you that to tell you this. You think God don't know what's going on in you? He knows what's going on in you. But you know what? Then he decided to wait 30 seconds for a green light. That was already green. And you're going back like this. I see your hand in this, God. You're saying that because he's got you laughing about it. And then the guy pulls off and he's going like this over two lanes. And I'm going, Lord, protect who's ever riding with him and coming toward him. God knows how to set us a burning. And Lord, we just pray that right now, Lord, all these that are in attendance, Lord, get excited about what you are doing. And Lord, prepare us to set this world on fire. Have your way, have your way, have your way. This day is the day that you have made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And when people see us being tickled or laughing, let them ask why. And let us be sure because of Jesus. Jesus is his name. Have your way among us. We're thankful for you in our lives. Because of you, we can gather in your name. In Jesus' name they pray. Amen and amen.